Today, visiting with John Rosa, your legendary county landfill administrator,
good morning,
your
goat.
Recycling coordinator.
Happy New Year.
And you too.
Thank you.
You opened early today.
Yep.
I knew that was happening. I told people, two weeks in a row, you get to open early.
Yay.
Because of the long weekend, holiday weekend. So.
Yep, it's been the policy. After a holiday closure of a day, we open up an hour early the next morning to
try to let haulers get caught up.
Yeah. Well,
they've been busy. They're going.
Yep.
My question, first one was, had a little rain at Christmas, hadn't visited with you since then, but I'm guessing the way it fell and the fact that you guys really were... It might have been a beneficial one for you guys as well, having a little rain. Soften things up to work it a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, yep. It could have been maybe spread out even longer, longer term, but it was a decent rain. It was manageable, but it was sloppy.
Yeah.
Stuff starting to harden up a little bit with temperatures, and then throw in some nice moisture on top and make things gooey.
It always seems like you have a lot of clay down there.
Yep,
It's real slippery.
You know? It's good and bad. The clay stuff is certainly a blessing and a curse sometimes.
Well, last time when we visited, one of the things that you had talked about was you just started working with this company that wants to harvest methane and starting to do some paperwork and things. And I know you updated the supervisors on it. And obviously, probably not much happened over the holiday time. But this is something going forward, I think there definitely looks to be some positives from this.
Certainly a lot of positive potential. It's always that.
Potential,
if you've heard me talk about it or mention it, if you followed anything with the supervisors about it as well, that sounds like a lot of good stuff that can come out from this. Environmental. It's not me. They would want to set up a system that can gather methane, pull it out, actually vacuum, kind of suck it out of the landfill, gather it, clean it, put it to use, make it a renewable energy, a renewable natural gas, so RNG, put right into the pipeline nearby and do something good with it, which has always been like something when I first started at the landfill as an environmental educator, learning what methane is, and just learning more about stuff. But learning that all landfills are producing this and it's just released in the environment, it's really harmful and it's terrible, and it's like, why can't we do something good with it? Finally, something comes along, something that fits maybe, into our size of our landfill. Prior, it was always the old level that engineers would say, we needed more. Yeah. And it was like, we need more garbage so we can produce more methane, so we can put it in a gas collection system, or we want none of it. So it was a catch-22 to say, well, I don't know, we're kind of stuck in the middle here, but we've been gathering more garbage over the last few years, but more importantly, I think the technology is changing so they can make it fit with ones that are close to that magic 100,000-ton threshold that they were supposed to get.
Our rule of thumb has always been the amount of waste coming in.
Yeah.
Is it enough to generate the levels that they need, and technology has improved to that point where they're able, like you said, vacuuming it out, almost sucking it out, is that does benefit them.
Yeah, so. And then they also had to study what else is mixed in there. So they had to pull samples, study the gas, what else is mixed in with it, how wet it is, what metals might be mixed in, what it takes to pull that stuff out, to clean it, to make it pure enough to go into the natural gas pipeline. So they studied our stuff, and it was pretty good. It was producing at a good amount. Able to be processed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be able to, it's all in the works, to be able to be processed and handled and beneficial.
But this is all something this company will handle.
Yeah. Yep. So we're kind of hands off. We're saying, okay, you want to do that? Great. You want to build it and you want to maintain it and you want to do this and you want to try to make money off of it. The immediate positives is the environmental impact, not releasing methane into the air, which is certainly very harmful. But then doing something good with it, giving back, and the natural gas pipeline can be helped. Sure. But also, then they make some money, obviously. But then they're talking about sending some money our way too for our help, I guess, or for our troubles, if you will.
They're mining your landfill.
Yeah. Yep. So there's a lot of good stuff, and I've always been really hesitant. You know, initially it was like, let me see, you want to do something good for the environment and do it all yourself and pay for it and do all the work and also give us some money back. Okay. Where's the negative? and I'm still waiting for that. But that's some of the discussion that we have around the office, too, to be like, well, what's bad about this? And I haven't seen anything yet. And I know there's other landfills in Iowa that are working with the company, too, so we're not alone. But it's pretty exciting. It's very exciting, I guess, in the aspect of what the positive can be, even if it was... Heck, even if it actually cost us money to do, I think it would be good to do just for the positive environmental impact to do something with the methane. But, you know, to break even make money, what a bonus, frankly. So
for listeners that are wondering, they're just not jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, you have been vetting this company, and they seem pretty reputable.
Yeah. There's another landfill in Iowa that's already, I think they're fully set up now and operational with them, and there's three or four of us others that are also considering it and working through the gas rights agreement, and that's where we're last steps have been prior to the holidays. Those discussions with them about where are we at with this, we're going forward, and they want to do something and they want to make it all happen, and we want to listen and figure out what the next steps are. And the next step would be the gas rights agreement, which I guess is a lot of paperwork, which probably going to be some legal people involved to make sure we're getting all the I's dotted and stuff, and make sure everything's okay and proper. So that's what's coming. He said after the first of the year, we'll get together and we'll talk about more of that, going back and forth. And then it comes down to where they're going to put this system in. So I've seen the pictures of it, the video of what it looks like. It's pretty intense. And where's this going to go and how much space is it going to eat up? And, you know, space is a concern. Anything we've talked about in the last several years is a concern. How much space do we have left? And that was one concern they have going forward, too, is how long are you going to be here? If we build this system, we want 20 years. Can you give me 20 years? Yes, I feel confident we can do that. In our last studies, it was 23 years. If we continue as is, we're going to be cutting back, probably stretching that out. I'm saying 35. Let's see if we can get to 40 years of life under our current property available. So
what's available. Yeah. And that would include reducing that construction demolition material that's coming in, things like that. And Ames has been a big source of that.
Yes. So. Yep. And that's what we're trying to get rid of next fiscal year, having it in place to say, we're not going to take the Story County C&D. We're not going to accept that anymore. That's our intent. That's our push. Then it goes, how far do we want to not take Story County waste, which the resource recovery plant, the leftover stuff from them that they're unable to process, or the stuff they can process that just gets kicked out. We've been accepting that. Now, that's also a lot of food mix. You know, we call it the fluff truck comes in. The stuff that runs through their processing plant, the leftover, the wet stuff, the smaller stuff that's actually, you know, the food waste. That's good for methane. We've talked over so many times over the years about compost, do compost, keep that food waste out of there. Now it's like, well, if we have a methane system, maybe we want to produce more, or at least take the waste that would do that stuff. So eliminate that construction waste, because we're probably not getting a lot of methane production from shingles, vinyl siding, drywall. Wood still would produce some methane.
A little bit.
Yeah, not much, but... But with that, then we would be like, let's be more selective. Let's try to, you know, food waste. I would still promote composting. It's still going to save our airspace, backyard composting type systems. But, you know, if it's thrown away, then it's probably okay, because it's going to do something good in our landfill. And then also we look at, in the future too, something else we probably want to touch on too, is the segue to it, is about the yard waste. And that is something, if we would have a methane system in place at the landfill, we would no longer ban or forbid yard waste from being buried. We can then just accept it as regular garbage. We're not doing that yet. If you're listening to the whole conversation here, we are not doing that yet. However, if we would get the methane system in place, that might be a year or two down the road, then we would look at all the yard waste to be buried.
No, and because I think it was it back in the 90s, DNR said no more yard waste.
Right.
Or no more grass clippings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, which does generate methane.
That's right.
That's part of the reason why it was.
And there it is. Yeah.
Take it out.
Yep. And so it's that fine line. So the small landfills over the years always said, no yard waste in. And the big landfills, because they had methane collection systems, be like, well, yes, we want your yard waste. Let's stop that rule. And there's a conflict of interests there between the small landfills and the big landfills about what should be allowed and such. So it's interesting when you have to take everything into consideration. And I hear that from my in-laws that live in the Des Moines metro area to say, why don't you bury your yard waste? And it's like, because we don't want to yet. And we've had that discussion, and now if we would have that again, have the methane system in place, then we can look at that.
It could be something later down the road. It's subject to change because, again, it offers a variety of different things, and it wouldn't probably eat up that much space, would be my guess.
If you're talking about what we've composted or what we've accepted, and we have a way to, all the free yard waste days that we have, we log how many trucks, how many cars, and then we convert that into approximate. Weights, if it's this much volume and a pickup load of branches and versus leaves, and how big is it, is it a mounded pickup load? It's just a pickup load. So we just take a general guess of what it is, do a conversion, and say it's roughly this much ton. Mm-hmm. And we're talking 800 to 900 ton a year.
That's pretty
small. In the grand scheme, when we're at 90,000 ton per year currently, that's nothing. So it's something, but it's minuscule, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So to say, why, if we're going to stop the tonnage coming in, why would you let your yard waste come in? Well, it's easier to maintain. You could still do your own composting at home. Mm-hmm. There's still that responsibility as a homeowner, a resident in the county, to do the right thing with it. And if you want to just throw it away in the future, we hopefully will be able to do that. The yard waste days are going to be changing for 2024 coming up, mm-hmm. cutting those back a little bit just because of the logistics behind everything with it. So,
and we'll touch on that in a second. Want to ask again on the kind of lost my train of thought there. You were so enthralled. It was so good. Composting, because one of the things back when, this was even before you even probably came in as an environmental educator, but the big thing was, yes, we want your yard waste because we want to compost that and we use that for cover. But part of it is that takes up space as well. And then a lot of handling has to go into it to make that compost so you can use it for cover. And now you kind of do a spray cover, don't you?
Yeah.
It's, again, a lot more beneficial.
Yeah. So the spray cover, to put some cover on the end of the day. So one of the regulations by DNR, our permit, is to say at the end of the day at 3 o'clock, this is why we shut it down at 3 o'clock, and people wonder why, 3:15 or 4, let's extend it longer. Well, we have to also get our work done, the operators do, by covering the garbage. So mm-hmm. the regulation is that at the end of the day, you have to cover your garbage, and it has to be either 6 inches of soil or, if it's allowed, you go through the permit process to say, we'd like to try out this stuff. And what stuff is it? Well, we use PosiShell, and there's other stuff, but the PosiShell that was chosen back in the day, it's kind of like paper mache. You mix it in with water, it comes out of the machine, they spray it onto the garbage, and a layer of brown paper mache kind of holds all the garbage in place. That's for vector control, so that's trying to keep critters out, so there's less apt to them to grab the garbage. Birds flying in, also winds, to try to keep all that stuff in there. And we've made the efforts over the last year to get that fence up, and let's keep it. So yet another thing is to keep that stuff there. It's always easier to keep it on site in the spot where it was dumped rather than fetching it out of the woods or out of the fence line even now. Keep it there. So spray that paper mache on there. And so now you're only talking, a half inch of of wasted space, frankly, versus 6 inches of soil cover over the top. So better, a better process. And the yard waste thing is, We try to put a positive spin on it over the years. Yay, let's do something good with it. But frankly, it's expensive. And when we do the free yard waste days, you know, that was free to residents.
Sure.
But it's certainly an expense to the landfill. And we're looking at cutting back and changing a lot of things in the future. And it's going to get tighter, frankly. So we need to look at that process and say, is this really beneficial for us? And honestly, it isn't.
Yeah.
And I will hope the cities, you know, can find some common ground with that and do something on their behalf to help the residents as well.
So again, the recommendation you made to the supervisors, because they approve your calendar for the year.
Yep.
So you said, I'm going to suggest this for the yard waste. I know they quizzed you about it. So, we're looking at instead of all week, a Monday through Saturday, you're looking at Thursday,
yep.
Friday, Saturday for free yard waste. And again, the regular month or time
still
frame
6 weeks in the spring, still 6 weeks in the fall, but not all week, all those weeks. So we're cutting it back.
Part of that gives you a little better control over your work, the work schedules that are going
on. Yep, that's right. You know, and historically it's been we hire someone to be out there to monitor it, and you know, you look at additional expense. Again, the free yard waste, you know, the mindset is that it's free, but, you know, it's not to us. We're hiring someone to stay out there to monitor what's being thrown away, because it isn't just yard waste that's being thrown in there. If it's not supervised, there's neglect and abuse of that system to say, I'll just throw whatever in there. And then there's garbage mixed in, and that's not what it's for. So we're cutting that back. If you look at what other landfills, and again, you do a comparison to what goes around the state, what do other landfills do with their yard waste? Well, a lot of them don't even take it. There's other sources out there. And that's the trouble, is we don't have another source that I know of in Boone County for to say, here's something really good. Yeah, there's places over in Ames that will take it. But to say in our own service area, what else do we do with it? Well, we got on board, the landfill did, years ago, taking it, and it seems like we're the only ones left doing it. So now if we do it, what else happens to that stuff? So in the meantime, we're just trying to make it more manageable, frankly. So we're going to cut back to yard waste timeline. It's still going to be the 6 weeks, but it's just going to be the Thursday, Friday, Saturdays of those weeks instead of Monday through Saturday, and cut back on, you know, paying hourly wages for someone to monitor it. And you will still take it Monday through Wednesday if you want to drive across the scale and pay. If you want to hold off and, you know, take advantage of the free time to do it, then you can do that on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of those months. So that kicks off mid-April and goes through May, and then it'll be October through mid-November, just like it has been. Just shorter time frame. So Thursday through Saturday during the same weeks. Sorry about the change, folks, but there's going to be more changes, frankly, coming in the future. If we get the methane program in place, then I see no need to continue taking yard waste and trying to grind it and do the top cover. We have dirt. We have soil at the landfill. We don't need that. We tried to do something positive with it in the past, and so then we still have an option. We can just bury it. I don't know what we're going to do with the great big trees that come in, but I think that's
a whole nother thing.
That's got to be firewood or something else.
There we go.
Not a responsibility.
Let's talk on the recycling side of things. Still looking at tree cycling. That is something that is available for those with real trees, real Christmas trees. Got to clean them off, though.
That's right. No ornaments, no tinsel, none of that stuff.
Got to get all that done, and you guys have a drop-off. They can come in at the scale and say, where do I bring my Christmas tree?
Yep.
And you take it over there.
Yep, so, and just that. You know, also the yard waste and the leaves and all that stuff. It's just the tree. So it's just that once live Christmas tree, the old live Christmas tree.
You mean the 25-foot spruce I cut down in the yard?
Okay, Clark.
I did not. No, I did not do that. We didn't have one for it, so I couldn't. But I will say, again, that's there. The city does have a spot where they'll chip and grind theirs and use their mulch. And Madrid does, too, I think. By the shed.
Yep.
By the Madrid shed.
Check with the city. I know ours. I think Don Williams is still doing it, and I haven't heard much, but contact them if you've to verify.
If you've been there before, call them and ask them and things like that. Recycling activity, things that, I mean, over the holiday, the good news is it's been pretty quiet. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cardboard in those. That's good because that we got a market for.
We do. That's pretty stable. It's just how much in the expense or the buyback is, and how strong the market is.
And, of course, the other thing is I know a lot of people, as we talked about over the holidays, looking to be conscientious and recycle, but make sure you're recycling things that are recyclable. Absolutely. Locally.
Know our rules. If you're using the drop-off, there's the big sign up there that shows you what it is. Know what it what's supposed to go in there. Follow the rules. Hopefully with the new year, you made some, you know, made some changes. You're committed to doing something better. Make some resolutions and do something environmental too, whether it's recycling or composting, using reusable bags instead of the plastic bags, or a metal water bottle over there instead of a disposable plastic one. Good job.
Here to please.
But making something, keeping that in mind too, keep that as far as, you know, maybe a financial goals and relationship goals or whatever it might be, but throw an environmental one on there and do your part and try to make a difference.
Still available to do presentations, go out and do those for different groups, organizations that might be looking for something here coming up?
Absolutely. Good time to get out and talk about it, about different things going on. Trying to reach out to the cities in our service area, too, to do some discussions, open up some discussions about here's what's going on at the landfill, here's what we're looking at for the future. You know, the airspace availability is certainly something that's I want to make sure everybody's aware of, and now the commitment, do more, you know, recycle more. Let's try to divert more away from it. Let's really slow that down and be here as long as possible for our residents.
All right.
So, yes.
John Rosen, thanks for taking the time to come and visit with us.
Absolutely.
We'll get you back on your regular schedule here in a couple of weeks. Talk to you later this month and see how things are progressing.
You bet. Hopefully we'll have some news for you.
Yep.
Thank you.
We're after. That's what we're after. The new news.
That's right.
John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator and Recycling Coordinator, our guest on the program today.
Thank you.